Overseas manufacturers of wind generating systems are shipping them here as fast as they can. Now several companies are building wind generator factories in the U.S. Siemens is building a plant in Iowa. Suzlon is about to start production in Minnesota. Plants in Texas produce blades and towers. It's all happening in spite of inconsistent federal support. A production tax credit is in place, but it expires every 2 years. Ron Johnson is with the Port of Duluth, which handles windmill imports. He says the on-again, off-again support makes it hard for companies to plan and grow.
Now the deadline's coming the end of next year, and people are planning their projects, so we're all anxious to see what Congress does.
The American Wind Energy Association says producers are installing enough wind power this year to power the entire state of Rhode Island. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.